Good afternoon, and thank you for coming to my presentation. Today I will be talking about studies that were conducted over the last 3 years at the Ohio State University. And I've been working with gibberellin deficient plants, and looking at their performance under different light conditions, and also evaluating their morphological and physiological traits. Let me give you a quick introduction first. Creeping bentgrass is a turf species that is commonly used on high-maintenance turfgrass areas that, such as golf course greens, fairways, and tees, where it is often exposed to reduced light conditions. However, it is a full sun plant that requires a minimum of 4 to 6 hours of full sunlight per day to perform its best. When subject to low light conditions, it undergoes increased stem elongation and succession of harmful physiological and morphological changes, including thinner, more delicate leaves, reduced tillering, and altered pigment concentrations and carbohydrate levels. Under these conditions, frequent mowing at reduced mowing heights will cause excessive foliage loss and thereby decrease photosynthetic capacity of the plants. In the end, that would result in the decreased overall quality of the turfgrass stand. Gibberellins are plant hormones that act throughout the whole life cycle of the plant. However, they are best known by their promotion of the shoot elongation and vertical growth. They mediate environmental stimuli such as light quantity, quality, and duration, and for that reason they are important for the plant adaptation to the environment. Active gibberellins, GA1 and GA4, can be converted to their inactive forms by 2-beta hydroxylation that is catalyzed by GA2 oxidase enzyme. Overexpression of GA2 oxidase gene causes dwarf phenotype in many plants, such as bahia grass, poplar trees, tobacco plants, and rice, and also was shown to alter the morphology of the plants and photosynthetic characteristics of the plants. Objectives of this study were to investigate whether gibberellin deficient plants are aesthetically and physiologically superior as compared to not modified plants when grown under different light conditions, and also to determine the effect of combined dwarfism and shade on the creeping bentgrass assimilate partitioning and allocation. We hypothesized that gibberellin deficient plants might exhibit enhanced shade tolerance as compared to Crenshaw, and that this improvement in performance may result from the inhibition of the shade avoidance response and increased photosynthetic capacity of the modified plants. Creeping bentgrass plants overexpressing PCGA2 oxidase gene have been created by Scott's company, and according to the preliminary studies conducted by Jia Yan at the Ohio State University, two dwarf lines, AX6548 and AX6549, were selected for further research. And Crenshaw creeping bentgrass was used as a base for the transformation, and for that reason we use it as a control in our studies. There were three experiments conducted: quality study, photosynthetic characterization, and growth analysis. And regarding the quality study, there were two greenhouse studies conducted in September, October 2008 and 2009. And for the purpose of this presentation, I will be focusing on the results from 2009. They were similar, that's the reason. And plants were subjected to three light conditions: the control with 16.5 moles of photons per meter squared per day, a neutral shade that was provided by the black shade cloth, and with 70% reduction of the light intensity, and simulated canopy shade provided by blue polyethylene film with black shade cloth, and that gave us 65% reduction of the light quality, quantity, and a reduction in red-far-red ratio of 0.7. Over the duration of the study, plants were maintained at 1.5 centimeters height, and we were evaluating our plants every 10 days for the color and density. Our second study was photosynthetic characterization, and here we conducted again two studies in September, October 2009 and April, May 2010. Plants were subjected to three light conditions again, control 26 moles of photons per meter squared per day, neutral shade with 70% reduction of light intensity, and canopy shade with 65% reduction of the light intensity and red-far-red ratio 0.7. In order to generate a gas response, light response curves, we were measuring gas exchange at 50, 100, 200, 400, and 600 per meter square per second. And there were 6 measurements taken on each pot, and each measurement was taken on 3 leads placed into the assimilation chamber. Our last study was growth analysis, and here we had 2 growth chamber studies conducted in June, July 2010. And for the light conditions, we had control with 32 moles of photons per meter square per day and neutral shade with 70% reduction of light intensity. For this study, plants were grown in the 6x25 tubes filled with 100% sand. And on each sampling date, we were harvesting 8 whole plants and dissecting them into leaves, leaf blades, roots, and stems. Classical growth analysis were performed, and we were looking at the crop growth rate, relative growth rate, leaf weight ratio, stem weight ratio, and root weight ratio. Quality study and growth analysis were performed as a split plot design with light treatment as a main plot and grass entry as a subplot. And photosynthetic characterization was designed as a split plot with light treatment as a main plot, grass entry as a subplot, and paralevels as a sub-subplot. Now we'll go to the results. Figure 1 illustrates density or changes in density of plants when grown under 3 different light conditions. X-axis represents sampling dates, whereas Y-axis represents the density of plants rated as a percent of potential coverage. And as we can see here, in plants grown in full sun conditions exhibit the best density as compared to canopy and neutral shade. Density of plants grown in the canopy and neutral shade started to decline on day 20 of the experiment. However, plants differ in regards to the rate of the decline, with creeping bandas Crenshaw having the fastest rate of the decline and line AX6549 having the slowest rate of the decline. By the end of the study, density of AX6548 and Crenshaw was rated as 0, and density of AX6549 was rated as 43% in neutral shade, in canopy shade, I'm sorry, and in as 45% in neutral shade. This picture illustrates, it was taken at the last day of the study, day 60, and here the light treatments are arranged in columns, and we can see from the left to the right, full sun, neutral shade, and canopy shade. And we can clearly see that line AX6549 maintained the greatest density over the duration of the study. Regarding the color of the plants, GA2 oxidase overexpressors exhibit typical color for the gibberellin deficient plants, like blue-green color. And on the scale from 1 to 9, color of AX6548 was rated as 9. Color of AX6549 was rated as 8, and color of Crenshaw was rated as 7. Figure 3 illustrates light response curves of all plants grown under all light treatments. On the x-axis, we have light intensities, and on the y-axis, CO2 uptake rates. Black circles correspond here to line AX6549. White circles correspond here to the to line AX6548. And black triangles to creeping bandas Crenshaw. And we can see here overall that AX6549 had the highest CO2 uptake rates when grown under all light conditions and at all power levels. In full sun, on average, it had 21% higher photosynthetic rates as compared to Crenshaw. In canopy shade, 48% higher rates as compared to Crenshaw, and in neutral shade, 42% higher rates as compared to Crenshaw. In case of AX6548, the second modified plant, there were no differences in CO2 uptake rates between that line and Crenshaw when grown under full sun conditions. However, in canopy shade, this plant had 23% higher photosynthetic rates, and in neutral shade, on the bottom, it was the increase in CO2 uptake rates was equal to 29%. These graphs are close up on the lower PAR levels. And here we can see that regarding the respiration, dark respiration rates, no differences were found in the respiration rates among the plants grown in full sun conditions. However, in both shade conditions, we can see that both modified plants had significantly lower respiration rates. Table 2 contains data on the crop growth rate and relative crop growth rate for all plants grown under high irradiance and low irradiance environment, and that was calculated for the last 30 days of the study. And here we can see that Crenshaw had the highest crop growth rates as compared to both modified, modified plants, and no differences were found between modified plants regarding this parameter. When the same data was recalculated for, and transformed with a natural logarithm, the resulting values indicated that there were no differences in regards to the productivity or efficiency of the plants. And figure 4 illustrates the root, stem, and leaf weight ratios of Crenshaw and modified plants grown under high irradiance and low irradiance, and those ratios were calculated for the last day of study again. And we can see here that assimilate partitioning was affected by the shade treatment. However, there were differences in the magnitude of the response of the plants, where AX6548 exhibit the highest increase in the stem ratio, whereas AX6549 had the highest increase in the leaf ratio. In general, plants grown in, under the shade treatment, both modified plants had partitioned more biomass into leaves as compared to Crenshaw, and no differences were found regarding the stem and roots. Concluding, we can say that downregulation of gibberellin levels resulted in retained quality of AX6549 under shade treatments as compared to AX6548 and Crenshaw. And potential causes of the differences in quality could be increased net photosynthetic rates as well as lower respiration rates of AX6549. However, lower crop growth rates of AX6549 together with lower stem biomass indicated by the growth analysis suggest that downregulation of gibberellins may facilitate energy conservation. And with that, I would like to acknowledge my advisor, Dr. Karl Danneberger, and my committee members, and thank them for help over these 3 years of experimental studies. And now I'll be more than happy to take any questions you might have about the study. I would agree with that. That's the that was a clonal, clonal plant. Yes.
Are there any problems during establishment of these grasses that are overexpressing the oxidase?
They're establishing a little bit slower than as compared to Crenshaw. However, it took about 3 months to establish like the 12-centimeter pot to have 100% coverage.
Do you think treating with more endogenous GA might speed the process along, or
because preliminary studies showed that if you treat them with the gibberellins, they will retain the normal growth. So probably that will speed up the establishment. But that was not our focus of the study. We're not interested in that.
Any other questions? All right,
okay, thank you.